Chapter 36. 2-1 that I never saw. What did you call that one? I was out of neutral names, but as the child was dead, unless he had never seen it, I thought I might risk a name for it and trust to luck. Therefore I said, I called that one Thomas Henry. She said, musingly, that is very singular. ... Very singular. I sat still, and let the cold sweat run down. I was in a good deal of trouble, but I believed I could worry through, if she wouldn't ask me to name any more children. I wondered where the lightning was going to strike next. She was still ruminating over that last child's title, but presently she said, I have always been sorry you were away at the time I would have had you name my child. Your child. Are you married? I have been married 13 years. Christened, you mean? ... No, married. The youth by your side is my son. It seems incredible, even impossible. I do not mean any harm by it, but would you mind telling me, if you are any over 18? That is to say, will you tell me how old you are? I was just 19 the day of the storm we were talking about. That was my birthday. That did not help matters much, as I did not know the date of the storm. I tried to think of some non-committal thing to say, to keep up my end of the talk, and render my poverty in the matter of reminiscences as little noticeable as possible, but I seemed to be about out of non-committal things. I was about to say, you haven't changed a bit since then, but that was risky. I thought of saying, you have improved ever so much since then, but that wouldn't answer, of course. I was about to try a shy at the weather, for a saving change, when the girl slipped in ahead of me and said, how I have enjoyed this talk over those happy old times, haven't you? I never have spent such a half hour in all my life before, said I, with emotion, and I could have added, with a near approach to truth, and I would rather be scalped than spend another one like it. I was wholly grateful to be through with the ordeal, and was about to make my goodbyes and get out, when the girl said, but there is one thing that is ever so puzzling to me. Why, what is that? That dead child's name. What did you say it was? Here was another balmy place to be in. I had forgotten the child's name. I hadn't imagined it would be needed again. However, I had to pretend to know, anyway, so I said, Joseph William. The youth at my side corrected me, and said, no, Thomas Henry. I thanked him in words and said, with trepidation, oh yes, I was thinking of another child that I named. I have named a great many, and I get them confused. This one was named Henry Thompson. Thomas Henry, calmly interposed the boy. I thanked him again, strictly in words, and stammered out, Thomas Henry, yes. Thomas Henry was the poor child's name. I named him for Thomas Carlyle, the great author, you know, and Henry VIII. The parents were very grateful to have a child named Thomas Henry. That makes it more singular than ever, murmured my beautiful friend. Does it? Why? Because when the parents speak of that child now, they always call it Susan Amelia. That spiked my gun. I could not say anything. I was entirely out of verbal obliquities. To go further would be to lie, and that I would not do. So I simply sat still, and suffered, sat mutely and resignedly there, and sizzled, for I was being slowly fried to death in my own blushes. Presently the enemy laughed a happy laugh and said, I have enjoyed this talk over old times, but you have not. I saw very soon that you were only pretending to know me, and so as I had wasted a compliment on you in the beginning, I made up my mind to punish you. And I have succeeded pretty well. I was glad to see that you knew George and Tom and Darley, for I had never heard of them before, and therefore could not be sure that you had. And I was glad to learn the names of those imaginary children too. One can get quite a fund of information out of you, if one goes at it cleverly. Mary and the storm, and the sweeping away of the forward boats, were facts, all the rest was fiction. Mary was my sister. Her full name was Mary. Now do you remember me? Yes, I said, I do remember you now, and you are as hard-headed as you were 13 years ago in that ship, else you wouldn't have punished me so. You haven't changed your nature nor your person, in any way at all. You look as young as you did then, you are just as beautiful as you were then, and you have transmitted a deal of your comeliness to this fine boy. There, if that speech moves you any, let's fly the flag of truce, with the understanding that I am conquered and confess it. All of which was agreed to and accomplished, on the spot. When I went back to Paris, I said, now you see what a person with talent and address can do. Excuse me, I see what a person of colossal ignorance and simplicity can do. The idea of your going and intruding on a party of strangers, that way, and talking for half an hour, why I never heard of a man in his right mind doing such a thing before. What did you say to them? I never said any harm. I merely asked the girl what her name was. I don't doubt it. Upon my word I don't. I think you were capable of it. It was stupid in me to let you go over there and make such an exhibition of yourself. But you know I couldn't really believe you would do such an inexcusable thing. What will those people think of us? But how did you say it? I mean the manner of it. I hope you were not abrupt. No, I was careful about that. I said, my friend and I would like to know what your name is, if you don't mind. Apostrophe, no, that was not abrupt. There is a polish about it that does you infinite credit. And I am glad you put me in. That was a delicate attention which I appreciated its full value. What did she do? She didn't do anything in particular. She told me her name. Simply told you her name. Do you mean to say she did not show any surprise? Well, now I come to think, she did show something. Maybe it was surprise. I hadn't thought of that. I took it for gratification. Oh, undoubtedly you were right. It must have been gratification. It could not be otherwise than gratifying to be assaulted by a stranger with such a question as that. Then what did you do? I offered my hand and the party gave me a shake. I saw it. I did not believe my own eyes, at the time. Did the gentleman say anything about cutting your throat? No, they all seemed glad to see me, as far as I could judge. And do you know, I believe they were. I think they said to themselves, doubtless this curiosity has got away from his keeper, let us amuse ourselves with him. Apostrophe apostrophe there is no other way of accounting for their facile docility. You sat down. Did they ask you to sit down? No, they did not ask me, but I suppose they did not think of it. You have an unerring instinct. What else did you do? What did you talk about? Well, I asked the girl how old she was. Undoubtedly. Your delicacy is beyond praise. Go on, don't mind my apparent misery. I always look so, when I am steeped in a profound and reverent joy. Go on, she told you her age? Yes, she told me her age, and all about her mother, and her grandmother, and her other relations, and all about herself. Did she volunteer these statistics? No, not exactly that. I asked the questions and she answered them. This is divine. Go on, it is not possible that you forgot to inquire into her politics? No, I thought of that. She is a Democrat, her husband is a Republican, and both of them are Baptists. Her husband? Is that child married? She is not a child. She is married, and that is her husband who is there with her. Has she any children? Yes, 7 and a half. That is impossible. No, yes, he has them. She told me herself. Well, but 7 and a half? How do you make out the half? Where does the half come in? There is a child which yes, he had by another husband, not this one, but another one, so it is a stepchild, and they do not count in full measure. Another husband? Has she another husband? Yes, 4. This one is number 4. I don't believe a word of it. It is impossible, upon its face. Is that boy there her brother? No, that is her son. He is her youngest. He is not as old as he looked. He is only 11 and a half. These things are all manifestly impossible. This is a wretched business. It is a plain case. They simply took your measure and concluded to fill you up. They seem to have succeeded. I am glad I am not in the mess. They may at least be charitable enough to think there ain't a pair of us. Are they going to stay here long? No, they leave before noon. There is one man who is deeply grateful for that. How did you find out? You asked, I suppose? No, along at first I inquired into their plans, in a general way, and they said they were going to be here a week, and make trips round about. But toward the end of the interview, when I said you and I would tour around with them with pleasure, and offered to bring you over and introduce you, they hesitated a little, and asked if you were from the same establishment that I was. I said you were, and then they said they had changed their mind, and considered it necessary to start at once, and visit a sick relative in Siberia. Ah, me, you struck the summit. You struck the loftiest altitude of stupidity that human effort has ever reached. You shall have a monument of jackasses' skulls as high as the Strasbourg spire, if you die before I do. They wanted to know I was from the same establishment that you hailed from, did they? What did they mean by establishment? I don't know. It never occurred to me to ask. Well, I know. They meant an asylum, an idiot asylum, do you understand? So they do think there's a pair of us, after all. Now what do you think of yourself? Well, I don't know. I didn't know I was doing any harm. I didn't mean to do any harm. They were very nice people, and they seemed to like me. Harris made some rude remarks and left for his bedroom to break some furniture, he said. He was a singularly irascible man. Any little thing would disturb his temper. I had been well scorched by the young woman, but no matter, I took it out on Harris. One should always add even in some way, else the sore place will go on hurting. Gutenberg Edition. End of chapter.